What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
It feels like all NBA All Star Weekend.
Hey, I know. I feel like I haven't been on this show in quite some time.
We missed you.
And like, guess what? I've come back $1,000 richer.
I heard about this, but I only caught the Tim catching me up version of this. So I want the full story. Are we going to talk about this?
We are.
Exciting.
Over there, he's the man who knew part of the story from Games Daily. He's Forbes 30 under 30, aka the second best baby blues in San Francisco, aka the good haircut at Tim Geddes.
The wind is doing damage to me. I'm fighting the wind today.
You usually that's so well.
Yeah.
Because you're lotioned, baby.
Well, I've been lotioned, though.
Yeah, but you got to be. You got to get that Gorilla Glue or whatever the hell.
Yeah,
that Greg put his toes for Andy the other day.
Yeah, for those that missed this, about maybe 2 years ago at this point, I switched over to lotion as my hair product.
Has it been 2 years?
It's been a long time. I mean,
really?
It was a new thing after the pandemic. So,
I would have assumed that was just a fad. Like when I was a lollipop guy for. Couple of weeks.
Yeah,
remember that? Were everyone's you? Favorite fad when
buying a lot of lollipops. Buying a lot of lollipops.
No, it works. It works great. Like I prefer it to just gel or any of the other stuff that
How does it not make you dandruff? You know what I mean? I feel like the lotion would harden on the hair, and then if you did one of these or touched it, it
doesn't. I mean, I don't. It does way less than product would, at least. Like before product, like you know, it can get kind of bad. This is actually it's kind of nice. It moisturizes. I don't know if it's.
Hey man,
bad
I'm not.
For me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying this is the right thing to do. I will say though, it's been working. It's way cheaper, and so a lot of pros. But my problem was I ran out of my giant tub
Jergens
that I've been using forever. And so now I'm using some of Gia's more fancy Loxaton stuff.
Oh, wow. You're using Loxaton?
Just a little bit for right now. It's going to last me like approximately a week more. Smells really good. Been getting a lot of compliments. Got compliments from both of them separately. So that made me happy. But just about the smell alone.
You want a third?
Go sniff them.
You want a third?
Go sniff
them. No, we might have blown it away. But sniff if you would like to.
There's still some in there.
Real good, Andy.
Hit the front of his hair.
Andy.
Give a little front run on the tiff.
Sniffing
them. Oh.
A little delight.
Shea buttery?
It's a little delight.
Good.
Good enough to eat. Now take a bite.
Does Kevin still have an in at the Loxaton?
No,
didn't he work there?
How many years ago was it you worked there?
Yeah, but it's Kevin's. I wouldn't be surprised if he kept the lady. That shit's expensive. You know?
It's one of those things. I worked there for a long time, 2 years, maybe more. I don't recommend that product. Well, at least like the skincare lines that they had. I knew a lot of people that would take it home.
Yeah.
And like, I swear. There was a deteriorating effect with the golden immortal one.
Oh, I have a little thing of the hand cream in my car.
No, the hand cream is incredible.
I love the hand cream.
Rub that all over your body. The milk concentrate, phenomenal.
Okay.
But I'm talking about
shocker.
The divine cream, I don't recommend that to anyone. The golden jars, $100.
You guys are making fun of this. This is fucking really good information for me. Like, this is very pertinent to my being. My well-being.
Good.
I wish we had the hookup because like I love this thing that I'm temporarily using in between going back to Whole Foods and buying literally just the biggest thing that they have that'll last me like a year, which I've been rocking. And people in the chat are like, wait, why, Tim? Because I was at a party a couple years ago and I saw someone, Stephen Rhodes, who a writer on Iron Man, the upcoming what? The upcoming EA game, Iron Man, and he had the most incredible hair I've ever seen in a very similar style to mine. I was like, fuck.
That's
look
the template.
Like the way better version of me. What is your secret? And then he told me his secret that he was like, oh, somebody he knows told him they just use lotion. And I was like, well, they also have amazing hair. This is wild. I'm going to try it. And then I never looked back.
Quick, I'm sorry to interrupt, but just have you ever heard this story before? No. Nick, please let Andy answer.
Yeah, this sounds familiar. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've heard this story before.
I think he's making it up right now.
Here's why I giggled. It's because I'm having one of those kind of funny podcasts. And granted, I got like no sleep last night, but I'm having one of those kind of funny podcasts. It kind of feels like it's from the movie Coherence. You ever see this?
No.
The alternate reality thing. Watch it tonight. It's great.
Oh. Space is sci-fi?
It's sci-fi. It's not in space. It's here. It's in America. But it's that thing
sci-fi
where
sci-fi only
like,
takes place on planets. Different planets.
It's that, I feel like I've jumped realities, but and there's only minor differences where when you're like, I'm getting a lot of comments on my hair. I was like, I should go smell it. And he's like, those two liked it. I was like, I have no recollection of this. And then you're like, oh, yeah, I talked to this guy at a party. And I could have sworn I've heard this story before, and it was Zach Ryan. Well, so I was like, how are all the facts I know wrong? This is the movie. Fucking bomb-ass movie. Go watch it.
Steven asked Zach, where'd you get, like, what do you do with your hair?
So it all goes back to Zach Ryan.
Exactly. And it's just like, I've never personally talked to Zach about this, though. So
I was really hoping, I've never personally talked to Zach.
So I've been using the lotion for a long time, and I've been really liking it. And a lot of pros, pretty much zero cons. I don't think there is a con. There might be something ruined in my head that I don't know about, but that's not happening. So it's so far so good. But the one problem is we're in a damn windstorm right now. That's just the craziest thing. Where like we're in a giant cement building right now, and I'm feeling the thing sway. So my hair cannot handle it, and so I've been beat down. Me, Nick, and Mike were out today for lunch, and like it was very scary. It might as well have been Twisters in real life right now. We were at the Habit, the burger place.
Oh yeah,
and
Mike's day off.
Yes, but we went to the Habit. We were eating some burgers. It was a great time, and the glass doors were just slamming around. And someone would open it a little bit. Like I don't think I've ever heard a door slam that hard. Like I thought the whole window was about to shatter.
Up with my father,
and then we had to walk out. Here we are.
Jesus. Very sad aside.
It got dark.
I'm in a weird hair spot.
Still chasing me once though.
I've been growing around the sides. I've never, as y'all know, I don't trust the hair on the sides of my head or the back of my head.
Balls.
Just untrustworthy with it. I don't know how it grows out.
Right? I'm just giving him all this good stuff. He was nothing.
He's trying to be mature right now.
You just said the word balls.
Yeah. Giving him all
what am I?
Stuff.
What am I going to do with balls? That?
You trust the hair on your balls.
Oh, no. I said the hair on the side of my head and the back of my head.
I said balls. Do you trust the hair on your balls?
Oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe if it was framed that and just not one singular plural noun of balls.
Andy, I'll be honest with you. Normally I'm on Greg's side. No questions answered. And I got it, but I don't want to get it.
I'm getting a fucking coke.
Oh, man, he's getting a coke.
But yeah, so it's been growing out, and it always feels very wiry on the sides of my head. I'm just like, I don't know what it's going to do, what direction. Mm. And now it's getting long enough to where I'll wake up and it's like, oh, that's how I sleep, because this fucking side is just like sticking up now. But I'm just in a weird spot with it. I don't know if I want to keep letting it grow like longer to what Greg has on the side of his head. It's a questionable.
I don't think I can handle it if you change your hairstyle.
No, I can't. Well, hairstyle, no. But so a couple days ago, got my hair cut. And when I did, I was telling these guys about, of course,
unlimited pass.
I have the unlimited pass, baby. I got this.
They got a movie pass?
They got a movie pass, dude. I am down to paying for $15 a haircut, like max. And that's with tip. It's crazy out here.
Whoa.
Okay. Anyways, I get it done. And,
Coke tastes a little different. More evidence of the universe, Joe. I'm just without
it. Greg Tim is talking, and I took a glance at Craig, and he's just
checking his tongue. Like an iguana?
I don't know if Greg knows he's here right now. Yeah. Okay, keep going, Tim.
But I was telling these guys, which is when they like right after they complimented me on the smell of my hair that they don't remember, but I'll never forget.
Yeah.
They're cutting my hair, and this has happened before, but it was the first time that as they were shaving, like I'd went a long time without getting a haircut the last time. Like it was like longer than it's been for a while.
I remember you took off your hat and you're like, look at this.
It was crazy.
Unruly.
Nick did the patented text Gia a picture of
Kurt Russell
of like
from any 80s movie.
Just make him go. Make this him could be going. In. And I can't do it. So they're shaving the sides, and as the hair's falling on my lap, like on the little like bib thing that I have, it's just pure gray.
Yeah.
Like pure gray. And I'm like, oh my God. And like right now you look at it and it's like you can't really see because it's all gone. But like it's just crazy. Like when I look in the mirror when I have longer hair, I see like I don't even call it salt and pepper. It's just like there's just a lot of gray hairs in the very brunette hair that I have, everybody. It was never blonde. It was just turning gray. That's the problem. Okay. But I'm looking down, I'm like, it's a little scary just how gray everything is, how life works that way. But then I'm like, I like this haircut. Things are looking good. I have the problem you have, Andy. Wake up, and things are kind of matted, moving in ways that I'm not used to with this new haircut, having hair just on the top, nothing on the sides. And I had the little Andy thing going on. I had the little, like, the little front thingy you got.
The little side, little like,
what is it?
I don't know. One time when I first got hired, Nick was like, it's almost like you are a Hasidic Jewish person with like the little sides, like the side curls or whatever.
Curls, yeah.
Kind of like, because I used to have it way longer, right? At a certain point. I don't know what I'm doing with it now. I don't know what I'm doing.
But see, I love it. It's such a signature for you. But recently, I saw your Instagram stories, and you were flirting with something that you flirted with before. But I think it's time, my friend.
It'll never be time, Tim.
It'll never be time.
His balls. Andy Cortez
ball hair
needs
on his head.
To dye his hair.
Oh!
Andy deserves it.
What
you've
color?
You've been slowly, Andy, doing the transformation into the Nitro Rifle. That's just who you are as a human being. You got to go full cyberpunk, man.
I don't trust it.
I wouldn't do it.
I don't trust it.
So wait, full stop. I missed this. I watch your stories, but I don't have the sound up a lot. I must have missed that.
Oh, it's
I don't have the sound up.
Sorry.
So the question is then...
I'm just gonna answer the question.
Are you talking about bleaching it and just doing one color? Are you doing like highlights? What are you talking about?
I've always wanted like lighter on top and darker on the sides.
Okay.
Or just not to get any of the sides colored at all.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
It's because I drew myself as one of the Valorant characters, Sova, and he's got like long blonde hair. But I was like, I just want it like. You know, when I did the hairspray when I was fucking, we did that Star Wars stream and it was silver.
So cool.
And I was like, man, I want to dye my hair, but like all of the hair I got up top, Nick understands this.
I get it, man.
This is all for him's pill.
Yep.
Fucking like very, very.
Propped up by Propecia.
This is very like, this hair can go at any minute. You know what I mean? Like it's super sensitive and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and. One thing you go through whenever you use these hair regrowth pills is every once in a while there's like a moment of shedding where you shed for like a fucking week or whatever, and then it grows back stronger or whatever. But for that week of shedding, you're like, oh, it's all gone now.
It's gone.
It's never coming back now. And then it does come back. But it's like, I just don't. Now, one thing, though, if I were to fucking like dye it blonde, it would be masked a little bit, you know?
Well, you could do the tips. Right, I think that would be safe. It's just when you get down to the roots, when you start, because no matter what, like when my wife dyes her hair, she'll get breakage if they go too blonde toward the roots, and it's tough, like because it takes forever to grow back. Granted, she doesn't have any hair loss issues like we do, so I would always just be worried that if it gets too like low to the root, that part will just kind of break away and take months to grow back. But you could do the tips, I would say.
I'm just worried it'll never come back. I'm so scared.
I'm with you, dude. That's why I'm like worried to even shave my head, because of what I got right now. I'm like, I'll be fine if I can keep this for the rest of my life. But if I shave it and it never comes back, I'll just like I'll never forgive myself.
Greg, you look like you got a lot of questions.
I just want Kevin to Google, did they change the way Coke tastes? Because this ain't it, brother.
Right,
they doing something.
You want to have Andy taste the Coke and
no,
see?
No.
Have him pour it into his mouth again like he tried the other day.
Stuff. That's not a bad idea.
Did you have a candy not too long ago?
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Well, that's really cool.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Did you have a candy? Did you brush your teeth recently?
No. I don't brush my teeth on the weekdays.
Sometimes coffee.
No.
No, we're just going to ignore that. All right. Good stuff.
Something's up with this Coke.
That's a bad Coke. It might have gone bad.
Let Nick try it.
It might have gone bad. I don't want to try his bad Coke.
Nick, you got to try it. What if he's dying?
Well, maybe, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't had a regular Coke in
all right, fine.
Years.
Don't worry about it. We're going to be fine. Gonna
here,
be
you try this.
No.
It smells like a Pepsi.
This one to scratch the label off the side? Blue shines through. Something's up, right?
Something's kind of different.
Kevin, did you leave these on the roof for a while?
No. And it's crazy because like we drank the ones that were on the roof for a while, and it still tasted fine. So that can't be it.
Maybe it's like when people break a bone and their knee feels different when there's cold weather.
Yeah, right.
Maybe it's like this.
You can tell when it's going to rain. Thing,
yeah. The metal pins, guys.
It's very rainy outside right now.
Well, something to look into. Kevin, just keep your eyes peeled.
I'm having a Coke.
Melissa Hagler
in
the chat says they do go bad.
There's no way this is that old of a Coke.
No, yeah, we just got it.
I think they just changed the formula.
I always
drinking the same one.
Also sounds like a threat where it says recycle me, not that part. And underneath it says see you again soon. Fuck off, man. You know? You don't know if you're coming back as a can of Coke or if you're coming back as a fucking auto body shop.
The whole place.
We're on Games Daily today.
It's all Adams.
And Greg goes, Oh man, I don't even remember the setup. But at some point he goes, like the bump on a pickle.
Yeah, I was talking about Timur Hussein.
Yeah,
sitting there like a bump on a pickle.
It's usually a bump on a log, but
I mean, just like
maybe both.
Is that a turn of phrase? What is
it? Bump on a log is a turn of phrase. I've never
chat,
heard bump on a
chat
pickle.
Straight up.
Is that
clear
a Midwest thing?
Clear comms, chat. Because I don't want you reacting to that. Have you ever heard like a bump on a pickle? Thank you.
Now, Greg, I don't know if you were looking at the chat earlier when you said this on Games Daily, and you're like, yeah, it's a Midwestern thing. Everyone's like, I'm Midwestern. No, it's not. And there was many of those. Not a single person had ever heard of it.
Nope. Said the hard no all the time.
Nope. Never heard. Never. No, no, no. Absolutely,
absolutely not.
You are losing it.
Again.
Like a bump on a pickle. Make the shirt.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The evidence is stacking up.
Uh-huh.
That last night, taking care of Ben, I jumped universe.
Yeah.
Not into some crazy parallel universe where all waiters are lizards, but a universe unlike my own already.
How would they get the trays in so small?
They're big lizards.
Oh, they're big lizards. They're
lizards. Something's going on. The moon is in retrograde.
I mean, we could do a test. See, this is where it would really come in
what
handy.
What else is different?
This is where it would come in handy to know your personal password.
What happened on 9/11 in this?
No! God damn it, man.
You did multiple times, Tim's pulled me aside and be like, no. He just goes there so fast.
No, we literally, like last week, it was me, Nick, and I forget who, but it was like, how's the business going? How's everything, whatever?
It's Greg.
And, like,
it's great.
How's Greg? And I was just like, well, he's making more than I ever. So, like, I don't know, man.
Saying if we can't laugh about it, you know.
I'm with you, Greg.
I love that that's his progression. Becoming the senile old man who like forgets more and more. He's making more 9/11 jokes.
Oh my God.
This weekend was a weird one for me because I got you know, if any of y'all were here for Friday, it was my birthday, and Sunbike Mike bought a lot of snacks for me. It's like we did that Greg way. You mentioned you wanted like you wanted gift cards to like Walgreens and shit. So he came in and decided to just buy a lot of spicy, you know, spicy snacks, hot bunnies, all that fun stuff. And he bought a lot of Nerds clusters. And I kind of forget that when I'm drinking energy drinks, those are sugar free. So I'm not getting the sugar rush.
Yeah,
I'm getting like the taurine, which by the way, taurine makes you age slower. Did you know that?
Taurine?
Oh, that's taurine. What it is, huh?
Taurine.
Taurine.
Oh, that's what's in your.
They say in a couple years.
They say a lot of like the animals have been tested with taurine, and they're like, oh, they're aging slower.
What's it do for your kidneys?
Anyway, so the sugar. Back to the Nerds clusters. I started eating just housing these fucking Nerds clusters, and then like my body started feeling like hot and like it felt like vibrate-y.
Sure.
And I was like, what's happening to my body? Right. I was like, oh my God, it's probably I shouldn't have eaten half of this bag of Nerds clusters. But it's one of those things that you just. Once you pop one,
you gotta go.
Once you close, you.
I made the mistake of not the mistake. Hmm. I had the privilege of buying some Peeps, and yeah, it's that thing we have
already.
Oh yeah,
Easter time.
Yeah,
Cadbury Mini Eggs.
Fuck. Here's the thing: if I peep a Peep, I'm buying it. All right, and then once I open a Peep, I have one, and I'm like, all right, I have another, and then I'm like, well, I might as well finish this whole fucking row of Peeps.
They do Peeps year round.
No, it's Easter time almost.
It's crazy. They don't respect St. Patrick's Day.
Literally. They don't. They don't. That is correct. I'm with Kevin on that one.
It was like 3 days before Valentine's Day, and I look over and I see the Easter candy start creeping in the Target. Like, it just comes from the
back. You see an Easter bunny back there, like, he's already here, huh?
It's really wild. But for me, it's not Peeps. For me, it's the Cadbury eggs. So I see the Cadbury eggs first, and then you see the Peeps next to me. You go, Who would want these Peeps?
Cadbury eggs, the problem is, like, I can do one a year.
I gotta have the mini eggs.
Oh, sure, with the hard shell. Yeah, of course. I do those till my tongue gets raw.
You get what you're saying?
He does. If you're a true fucking fat kid, you know that. Where you go long enough where it's like, oh.
I get the full bag and I just.
Is this what herpes feels like? You're like, you know what I mean? It's like.
Get it till my tongue gets raw.
Yeah. God. That's me with Sour Patch Kids. Whenever I decide to buy a bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Can't talk
worth it. Andy, it's so cool sitting next to you at the movie theater when you hit the line of like, I need to stop. Kevin, take it.
I just give it and Kevin knows the system. He'll take like a couple and I go, it's all you, homie. And he's like, all right. And we just have like this.
Of course.
It's this thing. It's a little back and forth.
I had popcorn last night. And I have popcorn quite a bit, but like I had popcorn last night, and it was a little burnt. Like it, you know, the timing was wrong or whatever.
It's not bad though.
No, and it was fine. But you want to know where I immediately went to? I was eating. And I was like, once again, depressed that our screening of Madam Web was a press screener and the food, the concessions weren't.
Yeah, that was a bummer. That sucked. Was a big bummer.
The biggest bummer about it was that I was kind of worried about myself because I had eaten a lot of leftover pizza before that screener. Expected to show up. And like one of those where I eat too fast and I still feel it like in my throat kind of. I feel it like it has not fully gone down yet.
Sure.
And I was excited to buy a large beverage. And so when we sat there and you know, Nick was like, no, I got here early. I got this coffee. And Greg was like, I brought my water bottle. I was like, fuck, I'm kind of screwed right now. And I'm worried about the next 2 hours of this experience. Luckily, nothing happened.
Could have been a disaster.
It could have been a huge disaster. Could have been really bad. Like that time I ate too much fucking Pizza Hut and I almost didn't go to Disneyland the next day.
You powered through, though. You got there.
Couldn't sleep.
We are all babies. All of us.
Couldn't sleep laying down. Had to sit up.
It's one of those things when I walked in, because I was like, I always want concessions. I can't say no to them. If there's pizza or anything, like movies are just like, I just have no willpower when it comes to the movie experience because it's my favorite experience on the planet. So when I walked in and our representatives that were putting on the screening, who are always amazing, by the way, were like, I'm so sorry, there's no concession stand. It was such a mix of emotions. Because on the one hand, I was like, no, I really wanted like popcorn. And the other hand, I'm like, thank God. Because I don't have willpower to say no to popcorn.
I had a similar thing where I ate like I had a you know, chicken breast on a salad or whatever at home before I came to the movie. And so I was like, oh, this saved me from spending a lot of money on concessions. And I was like, well, I'm still going to buy concessions though. Yeah. So it was the whole thing of like, I wasn't, I didn't need it. Just wanted it.
Yeah, exactly.
And movie theater popcorn, come on.
Yeah, but movie theater popcorn at 11:30, it's like that's where you start getting really conflicted about this. Yeah. You're like, do I really need this? And then is this lunch? No, I can't count as lunch. I'm still going to go to lunch afterward.
Yeah. My skin's feeling all stingy right now.
From the clusters?
I had a lot of nerds clusters on the drive over here.
I'm going to drive over.
And the half of that Coke or whatever.
Let's have a real conversation about this, though.
I'm ready for a real
conversation. Your tongue is just so blue.
Oh my God.
It's so blue.
Jesus. Wait. How raw is that tongue? You've been Cadbury egging it?
Looks like you're doing something with the Smurfs.
You've been doing real good as far as like healthier eating. Not that I don't want to call you out for it, but I feel like you've been on a good tear when it comes to like making sure you're not snacking too much in the office.
Trying to.
Was there a part of you that was like, God damn it, Mike, when you walked out and saw your desk just covered in nerds ropes and goldfish crackers? Not even the normal size goldfish crackers. The one family that would definitely size. Do me in the family size where I eat the whole thing one night.
Part of me was like, is he trying to bring me down?
Yeah, he definitely is. Well, he's trying to get you on his level. Which is the dual 2 to 3 iced venti iced chais per day.
Four
level.
Donuts and then followed by 4 slices of pizza.
Slappy had 4 donuts, then 4 slices of pizza. I was not slappy.
The donuts need to stop. I don't know who's buying the donuts, and I really appreciate it and very thankful. I also need it to stop. No,
I'm gonna call out one person in this office.
Roger.
That needs to always Roger. But that needs to just stop messing with me. And that's Blessing.
Yeah.
Blessing.
Oh, he does that weird one donut.
He gets 2 donuts every day.
Yeah.
Eats one and then leaves one just in my peripheral vision.
Yeah.
And I see it and I go, is that for grabs? And then I'm like, it's one donut though. It's got to be Blessings. And he's like, yeah, it's mine just in case I want a donut later.
Oh, good for him.
But it's not up for grabs.
No, it's not up for grabs, but he leaves it open. Well, then it's like stale.
That's dangerous. You put a donut out in the table because that's,
and that's where he's leaving. He's leaving it on the kitchen table.
Should we have a talk with him? Put it on the desk.
I've had it multiple talks. I'm like, is that your donut? He's like, yeah. And then we just stare at each other. And I'm like, are you going to say the obligatory, you can have it if you want it? Because I've asked about it now. And it's on the communal table. It's like, if you left it on his desk.
Like Tim,
you could do the thing I did, where one day I gave him $20. And I was like, just surprise me throughout the year with donuts.
With donuts?
That really happened?
Occasionally bring me
I don't want the donut, though. I don't want the temptation of the donut.
Sounds like you do.
Well, that's my problem. There's
I'm
the
weak.
Krispy Kreme donuts just show up. And I think it's Roger, and God bless him. I love him. I really love
it. Might be Mike.
Whoever it is.
Well,
you're
talking about the Super Bowl Krispy Kremes, right?
This happens a lot.
Like, okay.
I have not went out and bought myself Krispy Kreme donuts in years, decade maybe, but I've had hundreds of Krispy Kreme donuts in the last couple of years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can blame me for at least 2 or 3 of those occurrences where before work, I'm just like, oh, I'll just buy a little 12-pack.
I love it.
And I bring it in. And I eat, you know, 2 to 3 or whatever. But I know what you mean. Like, it's when they're there, especially when they're here during the Super Bowl, I'm so glad I only ate one.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of the good ones out there. Mm-hmm. Like, usually all the best ones go first, which, like, even at that point, I still house the, you know, the ones that are the least popular.
What do you think are the least popular, Arthur?
Probably the standard glaze. I'd say the least popular.
Those are my favorite.
Those are the ones I go to.
I mean, they're delicious. Those down. I love them.
I like a good pink one when they got the pink Homer Simpson donut.
The strawberry sprinkle is, like, so ideal and so incredible.
Man, I got set up at a donut shop the other day.
How so?
I just got set up. My buddy Janesh came by to say hi. He goes, "You want to get a cup of coffee?" And there's, you know, we're in Daly City. There's not a lot of like bougie coffee places to drive for. But he's like, "Hey, there's good donut shops." So I was like, "Let's go to a donut shop. We'll get a cup of coffee or whatever." He gets in line. He goes, "I'll get you a cup." Then he goes, "Let me get a glazed." I go, "Okay. Scarpino, you want a donut? You gonna eat that donut? Yeah, I'm gonna eat that donut. Give me one of those little strawberry covered ones with little nuts on top of it, you know? I'll eat that. We're having a good time and drinking my coffee. I get all the way through my donut. I look over. He hasn't taken a bite out of his donut yet. He sandbagged me. He set me up.
He then said, "Do you want my donut too, fatty?" Yeah.
He was like, "Do you want mine?" Piggy. And I was like, "I thought we were in this together. We were doing it together."
Partners, he did something even worse than that, though, where he ended up eating half the donut. And then there was half a donut remaining. And Nick was giving him shit for throwing away half the donut. He said, "I didn't throw it away. I'm taking it with me for like the plane." And I'm like, "One single donut is going to last you multiple endeavors? Yeah. No way! No. Get out of here, like, skinny motherfucker!"
Different locations of the country.
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
It's you know what it's like? Llama spread for him.
Yeah. Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
They got this bread.
Lambus.
Galadriel. Aragorn.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny podcast each and every week. Four, sometimes five, best friends gather around this table, each coming to hang out with each other and catch up about life. If you want to catch up with us, of course, you can write in for free at kindoffunny.com/KF podcast. Then, of course, get your Kind of Funny membership on YouTube or Patreon, where you can get each and every episode of the show ad-free. You could watch us record this podcast and all the other podcasts live as we record them. You'd get those ad-free as well. And, of course, you'd get my daily video series, The Greg Way.
Greg Way.
I've never seen Nick lose it like that. Like,
it's just because when you buy into a bit, I love it so much.
Aragorn.
Housekeeping. I just told you about the Kind of Funny membership.
Right.
And in that, I mentioned Patreon. On Patreon, ladies and gentlemen, you can get this hat. This KFAF hat is, of course, the premium item this month. Tim's looking at me weird.
I just want to say something real quick once you're done.
Please go. Oh, is it not about the hat?
Well, it's about KFAF. Yeah,
can I try out the hat?
Yeah. Just the KFAF special that y'all did during the KF Day 2024 Part 2. It was, like, I don't think we've had a chance to just talk about it as a group. Like, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Agreed.
In my life. And just seeing Andy put his hands in this box. What was in the box? So many different things. But it was just a group effort, and it made me realize, like, this is why the studio is so necessary. Mm-hmm. That energy could have only happened. Me in the other room watching it on the screens live, saying, "Oh, my God," and Andy hearing me say that.
I can hear Tim saying, "Oh, my God."
It was so good. But the lead-in of you guys on the spot making the theme song for What's in the Box, and it simultaneously being 1,000 times better and 5 million times worse than it should have been. Like, I watched the whole bit again with Gia, and we're just laughing out loud at
years
this
2025.
Oh, Tom's led.
Nick always any of that. He says the year's 2025, and he goes, "Nick always goes to the future," and it's like it's 1 year in the future.
That's what Kevin said. Kevin's like,
"Oh my god, dude! That's just so funny. It's so funny." So anyway,
and then he goes
support
to 2026.
The year's 2026. KFAF came back.
Great world.
Fun times, guys. We have fun.
Just the beat didn't even call for it. It wasn't like a cyberpunk. Ding, 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 ding. It was just like a different beat. And he just still went to the year's 2025.
You can get your hat to honor KFAF in its biannual return. Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, thank you to our Patreon producers, Carl Jacobs, Kishan Patel, Nathan Lamoth, Karen Lindener, James Hastings, Casey Andrew, and Casey Kern. Today we're brought to you by Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and let's hear about it right now.
All right. Are you all buying an Apple Vision Pro?
One day.
One day?
Oh, yeah.
But like
this version of it?
No way.
Yeah. No. That's my thing. When it's glasses, sure. When it just looks like this, yeah, hell yeah. Right now, the ski goggle thing moving on? No, thank you.
You don't think that's kind of what they're going for, though?
The ski goggle thing?
Yeah.
No.
I think for now. But yeah, I think that it'll get thinner and trimmer. But I probably will adopt it sooner than their glasses. Like, I think it'll still be the goggles when I get it. $3,500 is just absolutely, like, I can't justify that in any world. Like, if it was $1,000, which isn't, like, that's not possible, I would have one now. Like, for sure. And I wouldn't talk to you guys ever again. Or if I did, you'd have to see my weird eyes.
Oh, your fakal projected eyes.
I just
see it. It's all over Twitter, right? And it's like, Apple is doing what a lot of other people have done, just way better, right? And way more expensive, which is usually the case. And I just could not see myself. It would be like having a MetaQuest for me. It would be, you know, oh, this is really novel. I have multiple monitors and I'm doing, like, that's my workstation. And I could easily see myself just, like, slipping out of that habit after two and a half weeks and just going, yeah, it's a fucking battery and I got to plug it in. It gets hot also, especially I don't got AC in this room, so I got to open the window. You know, like,
yeah.
I just don't see it as the most practical thing right now. It really does seem like something you demo, you try out for a week, and it's cool shit, and you just leave it collecting dust.
And that's how I mean, is that why you're making the MetaQuest comparison?
Yeah.
Yeah, right, where I, like, a MetaQuest, I think, is so impressive and so cool when we play games on it and yada, 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 but it's like, when I want a game, I don't think to do that. And so, like, yeah, like, if I'm using the Apple Pro Vision Pro, I don't, yeah, the monitor thing is what's cool to me, right? But, like, at home, I'm trying to get it off of my phone. I mean, I'm not even using a keyboard right here. I wouldn't do it as much. Like, I don't have the use case for it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, though. It's like what you guys are leaning into. I think that the success of Apple Vision Pro is going to come from the way that they're talking about it, which is spatial computing. You don't see MetaQuest and any of them talking about that stuff. It's more experiences of this. Like, Apple's talking about this as the future of working, of productivity, of, like, using computers, and yeah, they have the ecosystem to back it up, and it works. And, like, I've been talking to Gary about it. I know Paris has it. Like, just watching the videos they do, like, they're actively using this thing because they have the use cases that fit their life. Yeah. I feel like I'm one step away from that, where it's like, I'm like you, Andy, in the sense that, like, if it bothers me even a little, the convenience, I'm like, it's not worth it. Like, I need it to be, like, a better answer, the best answer for what I'm doing. And I don't think they're quite there yet, because I hear that it's heavy. I get sensitive about that stuff. So I don't think it's there for me now. But if it was a little lighter, the battery thing doesn't bother me too much, because if I'm sitting, like, I can imagine using this at work and, like, having, like, I have a great monitor, so I actually don't need it. But, like, being able to do the spatial computing stuff sounds really cool to me, but not $3,500 cool by a long shot, you know?
Yeah, I'm not yucking anybody's yums. Yeah, I hope, for me, it's very much the Apple Watch scenario, where when that launched, I had no interest in it, and I forget what version I ended up getting, where it's finally like, oh, this is really cool. They're doing a lot of cool shit in here. So I hope we get to that where I can look at this and go, oh, yeah, that guy can see me. But, like, everything that's shown here, I'm just like, not what I'd be doing for, or whatever.
And to the point about the Apple Watch, I know I've talked about this to some of you guys a lot on Games Daily and stuff, but, like, in addition to the spatial computing thing, it really is just Apple making this a mainstream product and telling people why they need it. And I think that we're starting to build that in the same way that they did with the watch, from, like, why the hell would somebody pay for, A, a digital watch, B, something that's not even going to work for the needs that they have it for, to something that, like, absolutely does. It does everything that is advertised. It works the way you expect it to, and it's kind of now just a norm that people might have an Apple Watch or a smartwatch in general. It doesn't have to be Apple, but then the Apple ecosystem just builds on itself. With the Apple Vision Pro, I really think that the shift to spatial video, like the iPhone 15s have, you can record 3D video, so I can record this moment in 3D and then watch it on the Apple Vision and be able to have this in 3D. And it's like, seeing Ben grow up and be able to relive the moments, like, that much more intimately. I feel like right now it's a novelty. I think that this is the beginning of it just being a standard. And I think that it's because they're investing so much in it that it's going to be that way. So
you think they're committed the whole way?
What's up?
You think they're committed the whole way?
I do. Yeah. I mean, so far it seems like this is doing well. Okay. And, like, for such an enthusiast product, it's, like, really doing well. So in the same way that you look at a lot of it, like the iPhone, for example, like, totally, obviously it coming out, like, it was insane how expensive that was at the time. And now the phone's still very expensive. In fact, it's more expensive than it used to be, but more people are buying it, right? And it's kind of just standard because there's an app store and there's, like, a ease of use of the language of an iPhone. Once the language of the Apple Vision Pro is understood by everybody, which I think is going to happen. I think it's going to be a pretty damn big game changer. I don't think everyone in the world's going to have one. But
well, it's interesting though, right? Because Apple's always been really, really good at solving a problem you didn't know you had.
Yeah.
And then once you interact with that thing, like once the iPhone, once I picked up an iPhone, you know me, I'm a late adopter for everything. I had a BlackBerry Pearl,
I know.
Way longer than I should have had. Way longer.
You know how it's been an ongoing
Did it have the little wheel? Did it have the little ball in there?
That was the Pearl, buddy.
That was the Pearl, baby.
That was the Pearl.
Did he wink at you when he said that? I hate it.
Maybe. I don't know. I blacked out.
You know, but once you pick up the iPhone, you're like, holy shit, yeah, this is it. This is the next generation. So I look at this and I go, no freaking way. I'm never going to. I don't like it. I don't need it. This is not. I don't have an issue with just a normal monitor. Having said that, I'll probably eat my words 5 years from now when whatever this is picks up and monitors go the way of the dodo.
I mean,
or maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be like that type of thing, but I do think it's gonna be a great solution for people, not a requirement for
like
people.
Like on a plane, this would be dope.
Oh, exactly.
That'd
it
be
already
dope,
is.
Right?
It already is.
In a movie people theater? Are... Awesome.
but
stop it.
But yeah, it's what something that's very interesting to me as a home theater nerd, tech nerd with like the, you know, with media. There's such a leg up that Apple has right now that like nobody else has, which is they have the library, they have the investment on digital storefronts and platforms and things like Apple TV and all that, where right now they have the biggest library of 3D movies ever. And all these movies that were made in 3D, either properly or enhanced improperly or whatever, since Avatar, like all the way through to now, some of those like are just impossible to watch in 3D until now. They're being brought back out. If you have this, you could actually buy them and get access to these things. And like that is the type of stuff that like we're gonna get more 3D movies. And I know a lot of people don't like that, but if it started like being a better experience and it actually didn't like hurt your eyes to look at, and like you had the perfect setup with the headset, that's a pretty enticing thing. Those things start adding up to being like, oh, there's the value. I can make the argument. I still can't make the argument. I'm a big enthusiast of that stuff, and I still can't justify it.
That is the other problem with Apple, though, is like Apple's not necessarily known for like dropping prices on things, right? So if something comes out at $3,500, do you see it going down from there?
Yeah, the entry point, right? Where I think there'll always be probably a $3,500 price point for this.
So they're going to do the Vision Pro C or whatever it is, like the $1,500 or $2,000
totally,
version of that.
Right. Yeah. Or like think about it, like the think of iPhones or Apple Watches, where it's like the Apple Watch was like $1,000. And then now you can, they're essentially giving them away. It's like $250, you get it. But like the amount of times there's deals where it's like, buy one, get one half off.
Get the
off
phone or, and get the watch.
Exactly. Right. Like they have so much of that type of stuff. But then even with the phones, it's like, yeah, like you eventually, they start with just selling you last year's model for a little bit cheaper. And then eventually they put out the plastic version that's like the C or whatever.
Sure.
And then it just becomes a bigger ecosystem. I don't know that we'll get there fast, but like I do think we're going to. But I don't want that.
Is it a VR headset?
Titanium version.
No, right?
What's up?
Is it VR?
Yeah. AR, VR.
So it does both. So XR. Like you could like get the MetaQuest store on there and play a VR game?
Theoretically, I don't know if you actually could do that, but I mean, yeah, in theory.
Okay.
So like that's the thing, is just like games be, that's what I'm talking about, like these pillars. It's like at some point it's going to connect of like, oh, this all works. But it's the same way with Apple normally. It's like you can get a lot of the stores on a Mac, but that doesn't mean you can play every video game on a Mac.
Right. You know?
Yeah, you can't yet. No games on the Apple Vision Pro yet.
They just feel, I mean, I just couldn't imagine not waiting for the more portable version. I think it is obviously super enthusiast tech so far. And when you're in that ecosystem and you got money to spend, it's like, it seems like a no-brainer for those people. But man, I just like, I think about wearing the fucking Meta Quest for 90 minutes and just taking it off, having the fucking red marks, be like, ugh. Like,
yeah, it doesn't seem very common.
I feel like I need to take a shower or something. I would love to ask people about what their long-term comfort level is with it.
Sounds like not great.
Okay.
Yeah, but these are the people who are committed to it. There's a dude walking around DICE, post-DICE awards in it. With a battery pack or whatever in his pocket, wearing it the whole time. Like, all right.
Yeah. And everyone makes fun of him, justifiably so, but that's going to be the future. People are going to be doing that. It's going to be
contrast that with everyone walking around like this.
Yeah, or with even the earbuds back in the day of just like, it's easy to make fun of people like, wow. Because really what you're making fun of right now is twofold with the Apple Vision. One of them is like, you look like an idiot wearing this like weird future novelty ski goggles thing. So it's easy to make fun of there. But it's also like, look at this jackass that paid $3,500 for this thing. That's always been the case, though. Somebody like making fun of someone for like, wow, did they really buy it? Like when you saw someone with an iPhone, like 3G even, it was just like, they really fucking bought that? Are they stupid? I was like, well, they're living their best lives, hopefully.
Well, they, you know what they need to do? They got to do the sick ski goggle like gradient look on the front. Have you ever seen the big Oakley ski goggles they have, where it's like it goes like sunburst?
Oh yeah,
from like pink to like orange on the side of it. That's what I really.
Well, the coolest thing that I saw, Nick, was like
five pairs of those.
Was somebody being like, "This is the only way you could justify walking around in public this way," and it was a woman wearing it with, you know, she had the big Apple Vision Pro, but she had like a long leather trench coat. Yeah, and I was like, that looks sick as shit. Like, that looks like, you can't have the Vision Pro with fucking Dockers on and a button down. Like, you need to look cyberpunk in order to look cool.
Yeah.
For sure. And again, I've been talking about this on streams. I've talked about this on a long ass podcast. I want to be a long time ago on a podcast, not a long ass podcast. I want to be, elect me for mayor for somewhere. Okay. Let me make a cyberpunk town.
Oh,
I will make one of your strips. I will require every store to have neon signs all over the place. It'll be a big tourist attraction.
Like LED neon or real neon?
No, real neon. That's real neon. Really?
Neon?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Thought into this campaign.
So, we could think about like the education funds.
Maybe. So fuck the school.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, maybe we pull away from there. It would just, I don't know why nobody's done this before.
It's a great point.
Make it a tourist trap.
Have you considered cool going to Tokyo?
I mean, that's so far away. It's so far away.
If far Texas became the Tokyo of America, yes, that's pretty big.
Exactly. And think about like, there'd be a, we could do like the cyberpunk Taco Bell, like in
Demolition Man.
Yeah, Demolition Man.
Oh, sick.
Cyberpunk McDonald's. Cyberpunk like a random ramen shop, random taco shop, Old Navy, you know, like all of it.
New Old Navy.
Cyberpunk. Definitely. And then everybody's got Apple Vision Pros. Yeah, new Sick. Navy, NU Navy would be really cool.
Oh, dude.
Newbie.
In the chat here about Apple Vision Pro, Zach has it. He says, it's amazing. I'm glad I got one. No regrets. And then he follows up. My wife has a strict no TV policy in the bedroom. Joke's on her, though. Now, though, I have a movie theater in there.
I love that.
Joke's really on your wife. Wanting to keep her space for sleeping and being intimate. Now you got this fucking
joke's going
to
be on your divorce lawyer. No, I'm really interested in seeing the theater version of it, because from what I hear, there's still the bezel of it. You see a lot of that, and that drives me nuts. Like, that's my biggest thing. I care less about it being glasses. I care more about, like, I want to be surrounded by this shit.
What do you mean? You see the bezel of the goggles?
You see the black of the goggles. And I'm like, I don't want that sounds horrible. But it's like, apparently the quality of the screen is like incomparable.
I've heard it's like, yeah, you can.
And I'm like, that I love that stuff. So if you give me 4K HDR, all this stuff, just no noise, no lights, all that stuff, like, that sounds great. But we're a ways away from that. But interesting use cases I've seen for it from the reviews that I've watched from this, which I've watched pretty much all of them, because I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with finding the answer to what is going to be the thing.
Yeah, Tim is desperate to find the reason to
buy. You're on board. You just needed the reason to push you
over.
And
here's the thing. I'm not going to. Like, I can say for sure I'm not buying this thing.
I'm going
to
put a date on it. Tim will be an Apple Vision Pro owner in the year 2026.
Oh, well, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, before that,
yeah, really,
that would not surprise me.
Whatever the next iteration of this is, Tim's gonna have
the next one's gonna be tempting.
He's gonna have to. Yeah. I know Tim, because Tim, it'll have the one thing where he's like, damn, I can't not have that.
No bezels.
I mean, honestly,
meanwhile, I'm over here and I'm like, maybe I should buy an Apple Pencil. I was like, I want to journal and doodle, and like, it'd be cool to save that forever.
And see, that's a pretty example. Like, the Apple Pencil, I have no use case for that. I'm really bad at writing, just in general. I'm not good at drawing. I'm like, literally don't need this thing.
I don't know if I've ever seen you write.
You won't ever see me write. It's absolutely horrible.
I've seen Tim's signature. It's not great.
It's very, very, I might be the worst writer in the world, all right?
Whoa.
Bad. But this is also not a use case to sell me, but it is a use case for a potential future where this thing is valid, is in the kitchen. Like, the reviewers, I think from the New York Times, put a whole video out of them cooking and like timers up in space. And the timers would be above each of the different elements of like the, I don't know, I don't know what I'm saying, but like the water boiling and the pot on the stove and some other shit happening in the
oven.
So you
can like place things.
You place timers on top of the things, and it will like, it reacts. And so you know where to look or whatever. And like, it was the coolest thing ever. And it's like, yeah, is that practical at all? Like, am I really?
Is Alexa really not working well enough for you to be like, Alexa, set a timer for pasta? Well,
but it could teach you and get you to the habit of something.
I mean, it would be very practical if you were cooking a big meal, but the downside to it is like, I can't think of a situation that seems more physically more uncomfortable than steam coming at my face while I'm wearing ski goggles. Like, that would make my face sweat into the ski goggles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's a heat factor that I would be like, I don't want to deal with that at all. Having said that, they'll get my money. When they market a pair of these glasses that look like 1980s dad glasses, you know, the ones that go all the way down to like you can lick them.
God, I wish I had gigantic glasses.
Look up a little bit. You should. Why don't you have this gigantic?
Can't find them every time. I did a whole thing this time around when I got these new ones where I was like, hey, I want giant frames, like huge frames,
biggest frame you can get.
And people would give me things, and it was like, well, here's some fucking weird ass knockoff site. And I'm like, I'm not like buying something from middle of nowhere.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's the one scene in the movie in the 80s. Where the character has not worn glasses. It's like, I think Danny Glover wore glasses one time in a Lethal Weapon movie, and they were so big. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you didn't
they
wear
they rest on your upper lip?
Literally, they're like, they were like down to here, and he had it just a little bit low, and he was like, there might have been a cigarette involved as well.
Of course, been most.
And they were doing an investigation of some sort. It's like, this is not going well, though.
Big glasses are popping off in fashion right now in Salt Lake City.
I want them. Oh, on the Housewives?
Yeah, but I mean, also just in general, you know? They are the purveyors of fashion, and it's...
Really?
I watched a series.
Kev, can you pull up Salt Lake City glasses? That's all you need to type in.
Dean and I started watching a series over the weekend called Feud, which is a Ryan Murphy show, mm-hmm. about Truman Capote versus the Swans. And the Swans were a group of housewives in New York, I think in the 60s or 70s, who were sort of the original housewives back in the day.
Damn, that didn't work.
They got the DreamWorks glasses.
It's like Real Housewives.
No, right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. See, bottom,
but yeah,
down, you. Like right there. That's how big I want.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I would rock those.
Over here, Madeline Stanley says, Ali Wong buys oversized sunglasses and then replaces the lenses with clear ones.
You can do that. That's probably easier to get. But
again, like, I'm a simple man. Like, I almost didn't get these glasses because I walked into Lens Crafters. And I was like, hey, yeah, I got glasses here. They're broken. I need new glasses. Okay, cool. And like, we looked around, and I pick these frames or whatever, and then like, all right, let's look up your prescription. Or it was even before then. Looked at your prescription, and he was like, oh, sorry, this expired. Like, we can't. And I'm like, it expired in November. You have to do the whole rigmarole again. I'm like, can you print it off for me? And they're like, we can, but like, no one's gonna. I mean, can you print it off for me? And they printed it off for me. And while I was at lunch, I like looked. I'm like, okay, cool. I can order all these because it's like, you know, order on Lens Crafters because you put in your prescription. And then they go, is this really your prescription? Yes or no? And I go,
yeah, I don't give a fuck.
And the guy called me. Guy's manager.
What is it matter to you?
Like, the guy's manager called me back. He's like, hey, I got caught up in this situation. The doctor will extend your prescription so you can come back and buy glasses.
Well, I imagine they want to make sure your prescription's current in case, because your eyes tend to get worse.
Yeah.
But also, it's a money making.
Get the fuck out of my face. I don't care.
Money making.
I need to do a quick left turn on this one, Greg, because sure. I feel like it's very important for me to tell you. You're talking about the big glasses. It made me think of, I need your help on this, Jameel. From Ghostbusters?
Janine
from Ghostbusters. Yeah. I want you to know, not a prayer. I was like, Jaleel White. And then I was like, Ghostbusters? Like, I got nothing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Janine Ghostbusters.
She has glasses.
Yeah, sure.
I don't even know if they're that big.
They were, but in 84, they were
okay,
big.
Okay, cool. So I was thinking about that. I, this weekend, saw a movie and saw trailers. And one of the trailers I saw was Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Yep.
And this is the first time I've now seen their second trailer. The one that y'all reacted to.
Yeah, you want to hear me and Nick react to it. Yeah.
So good.
I just got to say, that was a damn good trailer.
Right? Hell yeah.
Not bad.
Watch the international trailer. The international trailer is even better.
That is how you sell this movie. It is so much better than the first trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm also like, all right, this is what Ghostbusters should be in 2024. Let's just have fun and like make a world with characters that are just doing cool things.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
That's what I'm talking about. Thinking. Kevin, I'm going to Slack you something too to KF Control right now. Which is Danny Glover. I just wanted everyone to see this.
Saw him in an airport once. He wasn't wearing
glasses. This moment.
Wow.
God, no. You ever heard this story?
No.
So the story goes, it's one of my favorites, and it's because of the epilogue. But yeah, whatever. I saw Danny. This is like when I was still working at the newspaper, maybe even just fresh out of college. I don't know. But I saw Danny Glover in an airport. Maybe I was year one of IG. It doesn't matter. But I'm a nobody. You know what I mean? And Danny Glover just walked by at the airport. I was like, oh, this is shit. Didn't say anything to him, whatever. You jump to, I went back for a Mizzou thing, or maybe like I said, I was still at Mizzou or whatever. And it's me at my friend's family's like breakfast table. And so it's like all of our friends slept over that night after probably like the Mizzou Illini game or something. And somehow, you know, because it's a sports family, they get into the topic of sports and
the people that these people had played in high school or with in high school then went on to, oh man, he's at OU now. Oh, he's playing for the Rams now. Like, and they went around the table and everybody had a story that somebody they played with went on to do something great. And they got to me and I just go, I saw Danny Glover at an airport. And I shit you not, not one laugh from the table. And so they just moved on. And I got one of the best compliments of all time where my friend Kyle Kappas was there. He texted me like a month later. I was like, I want you to know I'm driving by myself and just busted up at that. Just thinking about that. That was all you could relate to and no one laughed
you
at
gotta
it.
You got to give it to it. Come on.
That was a great one.
Kevin, can you pull that back
up? The lame asses in that room.
Can you pull that back up? Fucking lame ass. This is what I'm talking about right here. That's the vibe that I want us to have for these Apple Vision Pros.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I'm in.
We get them, Andy. You be Mel Gibson. I'll be Danny Glover. I'll smoke darts. We'll smoke cigarettes all day. For no reason, I'll wear a dress shirt, a tie, a sweater. And a blazer.
It's a good look, though.
In Los Angeles, California. Now, granted, it was supposed to be Christmas time, of course.
Yeah.
But in L.A., 75 degrees outside.
So. If you don't mind, I'd rather not be Mel Gibson.
I think he's fine. Did we
he bounced back from all
that. We didn't forgive Mel Gibson yet?
I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. He looked cool, though.
Anyway, I would wait for the glasses, though. I'm with Greg.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, when they announced Google Glass back in the day and that fucking train wreck was on people's faces, and I was like, no, but I'm excited for that somebody's tackling this because this is the technology but I want.
It's hard because, right, you're fighting, like, the iPhone allows you to be lazy. It allows you, your life, to be so much easier than it was prior, and sure, that's why we're all addicted to it. I just can't fathom what it would take me to get addicted to something that I have to make sure is charged. It's uncomfortable to wear. It just...
Well, the charge tossed out because your phone you already do.
Yeah, but that's fair.
And this is... Think of it this way. This is either an extension of your phone or replacing your phone to some degree.
But that makes sense.
With the battery, is like it only lasts like 2 hours, right?
For now. I mean, Greg's saying... Like, I mean, the iPhone battery originally probably wasn't that great either.
I mean, it's not 2 hours, though. I'd, like, you'd imagine that was 10 hours.
Maybe, right? That's the problem, though, is like I think about it in terms of like use case, where it's like, is it ever going to replace the monitors that I have at home? And I'm just so comfortable when I'm at home at my desk. I like to have them there. Yeah. Maybe it's nice to look away, you know, it's get away from
it. I hear you.
And also, you're talking to someone who gets up and pees a lot. So,
but again, think about this. Again, it's the AR business of it, right? Where those monitors are locked if you want them there.
True, but that's true, I guess. That's true.
I'm excited for the future of it. I'm not shitting on the potential of it. I'm not the use case for it right now. Again, I'm trying to justify a $75 pencil if I want to get it.
I still want an iPad. I haven't had a new iPad in like 10 years.
You should get the little iPad, Nick.
I want the big dog.
No, it's too big for
you. Did y'all see the video of Zuckerberg trying to like push Meta?
Mm. I didn't actually watch it. What was the...
So because all of the videos of... Obviously, every video that you would see on the internet was somebody using the Apple Vision Pro and having a bunch of screens around. And it was Mark Zuckerberg being like, hey, we do that too. We do pass through. And so somebody's like looking at him with the screens on or like looking at him through the pass through. And then they are bringing up screens. And it's basically him saying like, yeah, we're not just like a VR game thing. We do all that other stuff too. And I guess that's pretty bad marketing by them because they hadn't even thought to do anything like that. It was all just... You know, play VR golf, play VR whatever.
Yeah, like that's the thing about the Quest, right? When I think about
all right, guys,
using it more than for what the games we play here, review here, or whatever, the thoughts that like you can do Xbox Game Pass in there, right? So, and I know the AR features of it and whatever. But honestly, what it really strikes me a lot is so many people in our sphere have struggled, right, with VR games and finding any success there. The way Apple's doing it and not even fucking touching that is such a Nintendo Entertainment System move to me, right? Where they know VR is kind of like, ooh, people think there's this ceiling on it, so let's double down on the features that aren't there, and then, yeah, eventually, sure, turn on the Switch for VR games.
I mean, that's it's inevitable, because look at it. What is Apple investing in? They're investing in games. Resident Evil 4 Remake, fully playable. That's part of their big presentation of the iPhone 15. That's going to continue to happen, and as games just continue to... I think grow up and down in different ways so that it scales so that everything is pretty equal, whether you're playing Nintendo, PlayStation, Xbox, PC, mobile. At some point, it's just not going to matter, whether that's thanks to the cloud or just games are being made differently.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, there's going to be this like breakthrough moment of like, oh, yeah, and guess what? Now you get to play them all in VR, and it's going to work, and there's going to be an install base that can actually support it years down the line. But
of course,
I think we'll get there.
Can you show me what he was getting to in the video, Kev? Can you scrub to it? Or is it just him talking the entire time?
It's just him talking the entire time. Gotcha. Essentially, he's like, this is just as good. And it's interesting because I think I've tried most of the VR options that are out there.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a chance to try the Apple Vision. So I am curious to see what the pass-through looks like and feels like. Because even with the Meta, I don't think it's great. Like, there will be some times where I'm home with Paula. We're watching a show. And I'm doing something like updating stuff on the Meta. And it's like, I can watch the show from there. But like, as soon as it's like, you have to read something on the screen, it's like, I have to take out my
computer. Yeah, it's trash. You know?
Yeah, and that's a big reason why you're paying such a premium for Apple, because they're going to put the best cameras in there. They are going to make that shit look...
But does it look that much better?
Supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah.
Supposedly, the pass-through is like...
They're scary, you know?
It's non... what's the word I'm looking for?
Hit up Gary. Tell him to bring it.
Honestly, this is a question we should have done this about 15 minutes into the podcast, and then he would have brought over. We're not going to stretch that
Let's
long.
Let's go for three more hours. Let's go.
Get here, you know what I mean?
There's also a windstorm outside, so.
the things get blown off his face. Let's close out the show, ladies and gentlemen, by talking about me.
Okay.
Oh.
I went to Vegas, and I did the Dice Award.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I killed it. But as I've already said, thank you very much.
You did great. I watched Mike watch you.
I heard Andy talk about how great you did.
That's awesome. I appreciate everybody's support. Thank you very much. But most importantly, that day before the Dice Awards, long before the Dice Awards, I won $1,000 in Las Vegas, which I've never done before.
Whoa.
I don't gamble.
That's a good amount of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's like one-third almost of an Apple Vision.
I know. It's very close. Yeah. If we had done this podcast before, then I would have immediately gone to the roulette table and just let it roll to hopefully get to $3,500 or whatever. But it was just one of the best experiences of my life. Because as you know, I don't gamble. So free money's pretty rad. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you that this money was 100% free. Okay?
So what did you put? Where did the money come from?
The couch.
Shut up.
I went to a meeting.
Twendo?
I went to a meeting with Todd Howard.
Uh-huh.
He was like, well, come over here. Like, you know, me and Todd bump into each other at SGF or whatever thing. And we always start a conversation and then both of us get sidetracked by somebody else. So this one, I hit him on the head. I'm like, hey, we're both going to be there. I'd love to get a coffee with you and just talk to you. He's like, yeah, sure. No problem. Blah, blah. And so I hit him up. I'm like, you know, that's, you know, dude, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, sure. And so the casino that Dice was at or whatever had like, you know, the suites, super, super suites or whatever they are. And they had like some super sweet lounge or whatever. Right. And he's like, let's just meet there. It'll be easy. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I got there. I got my little cup of coffee. I sat down. I was playing on my phone or whatever. And so then Todd came in, and I got up, and I shook his hand, or I hugged him. I'm Greg. I hugged him. And then as I went to sit back down, out of the corner of my eye, I caught that there was a fucking chip in the couch. And I was like, that's cool. So I sat down, just yoinked it, put it in my pocket, kept talking, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Had a great meeting.
Todd Howard gets up and says, where'd that chip go?
I was there. And I did it. Nobody was on the couch. I had taken the seat. Nobody had been there for a while, blah, blah, blah. Got out into the casino floor, looked at it. $1,000 chip.
Whoa.
Some fucking high roller in there.
Whoa.
Track of
so you didn't even
dollars.
Win it.
I mean, I won the game of life.
Yeah.
You know that's crazy. I played the slots of the couch.
I thought the story was I took that chip to the whatever.
Fuck like, no.
This was the moment. This was the origin source point to you being sent to a different dimension.
Oh, you think so?
You know what I mean? Yeah, this was the
this
test
is where I jumped universes?
From the greater beings out there, and you failed.
What do you mean? This is, I mean, yeah, I'm no, in the great universe.
Like,
I got
the
money.
We will test his morality, and you were like,
you know I'm Superman. I had a conversation with myself about it. Like, what am I going to do?
$1,000, weird coke.
What do I do?
I don't know, man. You know?
But I was like, what do I do? Do I go over to the fucking front desk suite, like, check-in people and be like, I found a chip? They're like, okay.
No, I mean, there would be probably no real way for them.
Do I shout out? Hey, yeah. And
it's like, what's going to happen? They're going to go to everyone that sat in that chair. They're going to go, yeah, that's my chip.
And then it's also like, what? The person who lost this chip is going to be like, you know where I probably dropped it? In that one couch.
Also, what are you doing with $1,000 chip in your pocket? Go cash that thing in.
This is where John Quinones walks up.
What would you do?
Sir, I noticed you stole that chip.
Went away with my $1,000.
Just knock him down.
But at a certain point, did you think, I'm going to go put this on?
Oh, yeah. There was a quick moment of
one hand.
When I had it, I was just like, because not one of the coolest things, but I remember back in my brokest of broke IGN days, I went to some, maybe it was when the Midway was doing their thing in Vegas or whatever, and I went there, and there was another games person there in our group or whatever, and we got there, and he's like, all right, come, I'm going to the roulette table. You want to come? I'm like, sure, I got no money. He's like, oh, yeah, no one. So we went there and he's like, $100 on black or red or whatever, right? And I forget if he won or lost. And it, but if he won or lost, he's like, all right, cool. And walked away. And he's like, I do that. It's the only thing I do when I come to Vegas. I come there, I do. And I was like, I hope one day that I'll have that much disposable income that I can do that. Yep. And I did it once where I think probably my first dice where I was like, I got $100. And I went over there, I'm like, $100 on black. And it came up 00 green and they took the money. And I was like, this sucks. And so I thought about it of like, what if I went over there and, you know, 1,000 on red or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was like the thing of like, yeah, sure. That would double it, right? I assume that's how roulette works.
I don't know anything about it.
I think it's, yeah, I think so.
Okay. Double it. But so yeah, it'd be awesome then to have $2,000, but it's like, what if I lose and I have no $1,000? You know what I mean? Like the thousand, I'm a one in the hand.
That's always the thing with
one in the hand.
And gambling is I'll never get it. I'll never understand the allure of it. I know that's exciting for people, but I just think people, because you can win, right? Why do you get, I love the thrill of winning. I go, yeah, but you could lose.
And you probably do lose.
And you're probably going to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I watched the movie a couple weeks ago. I assume it's a classic because I've heard of it, but I never watched. It's called The Gambler. With James Caan.
Okay.
And it is a not so slow sort of downward spiral of what you would imagine a gambler trying to make his money back would be. Starting on one night, he loses $45,000, then it just spirals out of control. Tries to get it from his mom. His mom gives it to him. He loses it again. His grandpa, disowns him. All these things that end with him basically just getting this violent altercation and then getting his face slashed up. And then the movie just like ends with him bleeding. And that is it. Like, and I think about that when I get, I'm like, that's the feeling that I get when I think about gambling. Like, it just doesn't, it's not appealing to me at all. At all.
Yeah. I wish I cared or that I was good at it or whatever.
Do you though? Because at some point you're going to lose your fucking
mortgage. It just, it'll be, you know, just
your car is going to be gone. You know what I mean?
Ben's living in a potato sack.
it always reminds me of that, this one Mitch Hedberg joke where he's like, I saw a billboard advertising a casino and it was like, I won and became a millionaire. He's like, but that's false advertising because like that doesn't happen all the time. That happened once. It's like if McDonald's had a billboard showing somebody who died and choked on something. It's like you wouldn't do that. And that's how I feel about gambling. It's like that seems like such a rarity to actually leave that place feeling happy. And you always hear people make the joke that like, oh, I made a deposit to the state of Nevada today or whatever. And like you know, I hear about the airports that when you're leaving, they still have them.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Vegas. All of that stuff seems like such a weird like system to me. I don't understand how any of it works.
Dude.
I know that it seems as alive at 5 a.m. as it does at 2 p.m. I don't get it.
I mean, it's all designed to keep you in the casino. But last time I gambled, I was on a ski trip last season and people that are I just can't think of a worse way to spend time with people. The drinks suck. I don't really know what I'm doing. So I just feel like a mark the entire time. And then we were playing blackjack. Mm-hmm. And there was like a guy at the table that was kind of making fun of me.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, I deserve it. Because I
didn't expect that.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. Mm. And I'm the guy that's like the dealer will deal it out to you. And then they look at me and I'm like, you know, like, what do I do here? They're like, well, if I were you, sir, I wouldn't hit. And I'm like, I guess I'm not going to hit. And the guy's like, are you going to fucking play? Like, why are you asking them every single time? I'm like, because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that could be a vibe at it.
But is it typically what happens then, the person that sits next to you wants to give you good advice so you don't fuck them, right?
That's the problem is like I was at the first, like the position number one at the table. This guy was all the way at the end.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, your decisions really, really matter. Like if you take that dealer's bus card, that's going to be bad. And I'm like, I understand that. And I understand that concept and I understand that almost in practice, but like, I'm also just want to have fun.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, so, we're betting $5 hands, so it's money, but it's not like the end of the fucking day if I lose $5, you know?
First off, go gamble in the riverboat in the Mississippi River at St. Louis. Because when I did that in the early 2000s or whatever, it was the most like I got to that table and didn't know what I was doing. And like the guy next to me was like, oh, don't take that card. Like that's going to, you know, you're in, and I looked at the dealer. I'm like, can I give you this card back? And she was like, and the guy was like, yeah, I don't care. And did it and then gave it to that guy. And so it was like the ridiculous thing of like the positive experience of
what I want.
Guy was like, oh, don't, like they were just coaching me. We're all just fucking around these stupid hands. And then the other one was, I like blackjack in concept. Again, I've never bothered to get great at it or good at it. Mm-hmm. And I play it in the video games a lot. And you can find the blackjack video thing. You can play next to each other, right?
And see, I've done that with my brother.
We not compete. Jen and I did that where it was us playing, but we're playing the computer or whatever. So it was like we didn't have to worry about fucking other people over there waiting for that card.
One or two times when my brother and I have been to Vegas together, we've literally sat at the bar, like in the lounge,
playing the
blackjack, and it's just that was a blast.
Yeah,
but then it's like you just go, I just fucking lost $100.
Yeah,
I just
wasted
$100 because you play long enough, you're just gonna lose. The odds are stacked against you in that regard.
I'm so much less likely to get like. I didn't even consider the possibility of someone being there talking trash. Like I'm playing basketball at a pickup. Like I just go play a pickup game and there's somebody talking shit to you on the court. It's like, I didn't need you to be here talking shit to me.
He said something to me that I was like, I'm like, I'm just going to let
that
it go.
Sucks.
I'm not trying to get thrown out of a casino right now.
I get it, dude.
But I was like, oh, man,
you're making me lose this game. Like you're losing your hair.
Yeah, he was like, feeling himself, you know, he was that guy, and he had a friend with him too, and that he was that guy, and I was like, I got like four friends with me right now, and I don't want this vibe. Like this is not what I'm looking at, you know. So I ended up just leaving. I was like,
That's the right thing.
I just don't want to be.
You did the right thing
right now,
Andy. I don't remember exactly how this came up, but at some point this weekend, I was telling Gia that you go play basketball and like just go and play pickup games with people, and I have never seen her believe something less. She was like, Andy Cortez, you're telling me Andy just goes and like just meets people that he doesn't know. He leaves his house to go just play basketball with random people. And I'm like, yeah, he does. And she's like, you're fucking with me. I don't believe you. I'm like, no, he does. He actually does that. And like, it was funny because I had never really thought about it. That is a very anti-Andy Cortez thing to do, but you do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's just kind of what. Yeah, it's what you do.
Yeah.
Like I.
But it's what you do. It's what is it? What you do, though? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just surprised. Like that is. Like,
oh yeah.
That
no, sounds, I know what you mean.
That's the level of social. Like I would never be.
I know what you mean.
You know,
there's. I mean, it is. I don't know. It's just a different vibe when I like, if somebody's playing out there, just with the basketball, and I have a ball too, and I show up, and they're alone, and there's nobody here at this basketball court. I'm like, hey, you want to run a game or something?
Yeah,
and if they're down, I'm like, all right, cool. And I always preface it with like, hey, I'm out of shape. I'm old. I'm not trying to try hard. I just want to get a workout in.
And
they're always like, all right, yeah, totally cool, man. You just play a couple games. No, but then you know, sometimes there's that the one place that we played 2v2 at.
Oh, for the thing.
For that one morning stream we did, and there's always like a group of kids out there. And I was letting them know, like, hey, I'm super old. I don't move very fast. I'm going to just try to play. I always clown these kids out, dude. I got that old man's feet. I got the old man, like, agility, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm still dominating, still shooting shots from deep, you know what I mean? But the weirdest part, here's the thing. I try to do the thing where I'm like, you all play video games? Every kid that I've met there is like, no, my parents don't let me. They're, like, super strict with my education. And I'm like, wow, good for you. I was like, shit. And they're like, yeah, like anytime I try to play Call of Duty with friends, my parents are like, no, just keep on studying. I'm like, wow.
Are your parents available? Is that kind of discipline?
You're going to make it someday. You're going to make it.
I'm playing some ranked Call of Duty tonight.
That's great. They should probably teach you how to play basketball.
Just fucking back them down.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been another episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather on this table and come to hang out with each other. If you want to hang out with us, of course, the best way is with the Kinda Funny membership. You can pick it up on Patreon or YouTube. Of course, get every episode of the Kinda Funny Podcast and all of our shows ad-free. You could watch us record the show live as we record it, like all our other podcasts. And, of course, you could get my daily video series, Gregway, which I have to record right now, only with your Kinda Funny membership. No bucks tossed our way, no big deal. YouTube.com/KindaFunny and podcast services around the globe each and every week for a brand new episode. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.